More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. More winter weather is pouring into the area this week. Just look outside. You'll see it, especially in the mountains and in eastern Oregon. Livestock producers in our region have been hit really hard by all of this cold, snowy weather. And that's why several states are asking the federal government for relief. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radall visited a cattle operation to see how they're weathering the storms.
It's late morning on a snow-covered farm in western Nevada, and Lucy Reckel has a spring in her step. She manages the cattle operation here at Snyder Livestock Company. She says the cows in the feedlot are feeling good too, because it's clear-skied and sunny.
And they're enjoying it. I mean, they're just like, oh, we'll just stretch out and enjoy this. I mean, you can just see that they're like, ah. Oh.
Nice weather has been in short supply in Mason Valley this winter. Many days have been filled with wind, rain, or snowstorms. And when that happens here at the farm,
the ground very quickly turns to mud. And we had more mud than I have ever seen. And it was very wet, sloppy. So the cattle were just standing in this soup. So we had to take pretty significant action to get the cattle comfortable.
In fact, Snyder Livestock has spent about $75,000 and counting just dealing with mud. That includes renting large mining equipment to haul it out and paying for the labor and fuel to run it. In a normal winter, Reckel says they'll spend maybe $10,000 on removing mud. And there's even more impacting revenue, like dwindling cattle numbers at their feedlot, which serves many nearby farms. Farmers have been cutting back on their herds because of the harsh winter.
Normally in January and February, we would have 5,500 head here, and we're down to 4,000. Income will be roughly two-thirds of what it is in a more average year.
That's an example of why Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming recently asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide relief to livestock producers. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon even asked for a disaster declaration. USDA's emergency relief programs are normally for producers affected by natural disasters, like wildfires and drought. J.J. Goycochea is the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture.
What we're asking for is, can you guys be maybe creative and flexible in that eligibility for that? Nothing mandatory. We're just looking for some options for some producers if they do need some help.
One of those producers is John Griggs. He manages Maggie Creek Ranch in northeast Nevada. Griggs can normally graze their cattle on permitted federal pastures for at least a month each winter. But he says the harsh cold and heavy snowfall have impacted how much the cows need to eat and whether grazing is effective.
Cows' nutritional requirements went through the roof because of that cold. And then that snow crusting over, they can't work their way through it anymore. And they lose condition and strength pretty quick.
That means his cattle are surviving on hay. Maggie Creek Ranch has a wet meadow where it harvests hay in the summer to have on hand for winter feed. Greg says they usually produce up to 3,000 bales of it. But last summer,
we got 29.0. That was all we got between lack of water and then the drought.
It's why hay supplies are low across Nevada and the entire West, driving prices higher. For example, 2 years ago, Nevada hay prices were $184 per ton. Nevada ranchers are paying nearly $300 per ton this winter.
What will help us from USDA is if they make it where other producers can bring hay in from regions of the West that fared better last summer than we in Nevada did, that'll help keep hay available for us.
Back on the feedlot at Snyder Livestock Company, Reckel is standing next to a feeding trough that extends for roughly 100 yards. She hopes all livestock producers, the ranchers and feedlot operators like herself, will be considered for emergency relief funds.
It's going to cost us a pile to get through this winter, to keep these cattle safe and comfortable and then hopefully gaining weight.
Until then, she's hoping to have more days like this one, where these 4,000 some odd cows can stretch out under blue, sunny skies and not be stuck in mud. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.